my left today. Terriot, a writer in newspapers, is always at my left.
Left if you're sitting down, right if you're standing up.
See, now we've already confused the listeners. Let's not do that. Welcome once again to the Pop Culture Connection on 900 CHML. I'm Bob Sherwin, and to my, you're on my left today. Terriot, a writer in newspapers, is always at my
left. Left if you're sitting down, right if you're standing up.
See, now we've already confused the listeners. Let's not do that. We could do any other time, but Terriot, a writer in newspapers right across the country. Good to see you, my friend.
You too, Bob.
And Jerry Luengo, our great producer who puts it all together, who keeps us less confused than we actually really are.
Yes, and you're both to the wrong of me.
That's see, right. He was stacking up on that line, Bob.
We have a huge show coming up, and it's
Ed Sullivan.
Really big show. And speaking of Ed Sullivan, we have some blasts from the past we're going to talk about, a TV show. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Mm-hmm. So just kind of a mixed bag of everything today, pop culture.
A dog's breakfast, Bob.
A dog's breakfast. And let's start talking about, how do I go from dogs to Rolling Stones?
But anyway. Two words, Rolling Stones.
There you go.
Yes.
So here we go. We're underway.
Yes.
Rolling Stones.
Yeah, Start Me Up.
Yeah, Start Me Up was the song they started up with in Boston at Fenway Park last Sunday.
If I recall correctly, I believe I predicted that song. Oh, no, I didn't do that with you guys. No, I was talking to somebody else. Who was I talking to? Oh, yes. Our friend from Rolling Thunder, Derek Sardo, the owner, a huge Rolling Stones fan.
What did he predict?
He predicted...
Brown Sugar?
You know what? I forget. Doesn't matter what his prediction was. Same. I predicted Start Me Up. No, yeah. I predicted Start Me Up, and there you go. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to do it at every concert.
No, because they're, once again, as they did in 2002 and 3, they're doing three different venues, stadiums, arenas, and theaters. Although I haven't really heard what theaters they're playing, unless that's going to be the Vegas gig. But they're up to about 40 dates now. And New York Times review of the Fenway Park show, the first one, was quite positive. They said there were a few clunker notes, but they're, for a first show, it was very good.
Wow, they're also the Rolling Stones, so expect that.
That's right. So,
for a bunch of 90-year-olds, they're doing okay. You expect a few wrong notes.
61, 62, 64, 65-year-old Stones.
Well, come on, let's cut them some slack here.
The show is about 2 hours long.
Two hours long,
and it took 70 trucks from Toronto rolling into Boston with their stage, which I think is excessive. They talked about in that Times review that it kind of isolates the band members at times. At one point during the concert, the stage kind of comes out into the audience a little bit, and so you get a little more intimate with them. But there were 36,000 fans there at Fenway, and then they sold out the show, the next show, which was the day after. And they're adding gigs all the time now.
It'd be interesting to hear what the fans said, because that's a pretty conservative town.
Mm. You know what? They've started there the last couple tours, and they're going back again in January.
Yeah. Interesting place to start.
Yeah.
Boston.
Yeah, I would venture, I guess it won't be Fenway, though.
No, it won't be Fenway in January. It'll be the hockey rink. But, I was quite impressed. I heard a song today on America Quest, which is a mortgage company which is sponsoring the tour. They had a big advertisement on Yahoo. And I heard a new song from the album, which is called A Bigger Bang, as is the tour. And, it's called Let Me Down Slow. And it's a nice blues kind of country-ish song. But the thing is that it sounds a bit derivative and that of the new country, it doesn't necessarily, though you hear Mick Jagger and it's the Rolling Stones, it kind of struck me as being, not that special. Nice to listen to, but we'll have to see how the rest of the album pans out.
You said 37,000 in Fenway?
36. That? I tried to say 36. Took me twice.
36,000. Why is that packed? Obviously it is.
Yeah.
Why only? Okay. What am I not seeing here?
Well, you got the regular stands. You got the regular stands, and if there was room on the field, they might have had fans on the field.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the regular Fenway audience, 36,000. They said the
sellout for baseball is 42. That's what I was.
No, it's not.
Well, yeah, it is, since they put in those extra seats.
No, that's what they're hoping next year to get up to 40,000. But
okay, that's it. During the off season, they're going to have to go and count every single seat to prove
you wrong.
They were
sitting in the monster seats last night, evidently.
They were.
Or earlier this week, yes.
The green monster seat. Okay, yes. 37. You know what? Tear that place down. I'm kidding. No, leave it up. It's great. Well, that's a good start then for the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Are they tired yet?
Yeah, well, a little bit, probably. Probably. And, you know, the thing that also is impressive to me is that, you know, this type of tour, I could see this going on for at least a year, right?
Sure.
Because they, unlike the last time when they were touring on a greatest hits package, they've actually got a new album. And it remains to be seen just how strong that new album is. We'll get to hear it on September the 6th. But, you know, I still think that this tour holds immense possibilities for it. Might be the ever or never-ending tour.
No, well, I was just
the ever-never-ending tour.
Yeah. In our next set, we're going to talk about Neil Young, more great music to talk about. What's with Mr. Black? You want to talk about him today.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've heard, no doubt, that you've heard that he's having his problems with...
Yes, he is.
Some, actually, he hasn't been charged with anything yet, but his... aide-de-camp, a second-in-command, Dennis Radler, he has been arrested and charged with fraud. But the inside...
Now, you're a writer, so explain who Mr. Black is.
Well, every Conrad writer Black in the world was the preeminent media baron in Canada. That period lasted from about 1998 to 2000 when he started up the National Post. And, you know, if it wasn't for the National Post, I don't think I would have had much of a career because they gave me a shot at writing in a national paper. And so when everybody is kind of down on old Conrad, Lord Crossharbor, I kind of still hold a nice thought of him.
Well, you go to his, you help him out. You go to his defense.
Well, I'm not going to really go to his defense, Bob, but I'm going to say...
Well, not on these issues, but you knew him as a great man.
Well, he did well by you, or you did well by him.
Well, whatever. But the thing was, he gave a lot of people, a lot of freelancers a shot with the National Post, which I am grateful for to this day.
And not only newspaper people, he influenced radio and television people as well.
Oh, yeah.
He's done some wonderful things for the media. Mm-hmm. We'll see where this goes. We wish everybody... all the best. I guess we'll just leave
especially
it at that.
Down in the U.S.
Well, you know, it's not going to be cleared up tomorrow, believe me. It's going to take a long time.
Yes, right? It is.
All right, we're going to talk about Carla and Neil Young. Oh, there you go. Carla. What? No, I just happened to say them together. Carla and Neil Young. We'll talk about Ben coming up next. It's Pop Culture Connection on 900 CHML.